You don't sound bad.
Fantastic old banshee.
Oh my god.
The same as a all the life.
I really just need you to learn those words so it's not just general sounds.
You better get ready to learn Chinese. Oh, what a day, what a time. What is going on?
Nothing stellar, but
yeah. But we out here. We locked in. You know what I'm saying? Just leave me alone to hang out with my family. I don't need all that other stuff. Oh,
you got off the oh my god, you got off the Wi-Fi, right?
Oh, what's up, V?
Okay, good. Just want to
what's
make
going
sure.
on? That's not my first rodeo.
Can you imagine the first rodeo?
No, it's mi primer rodeo. Oh, that first rodeo must have been wild.
Sounds like the definition of chaos.
They probably didn't even expect there to be horses there. It was just, what is this place?
That's dumb.
No, it's fun. Y'all, how we feeling today?
Oh boy.
What are your vibes?
Oh, my vibes are like it's fluctuating between gratitude, nihilism,
Oh,
and
the arrows.
just like kind of disassociation. So
There
it's
you
a
go.
lot. There's a lot of different vibes happening,
Hey,
but
re-sky. Re-ski.
Skeet skeet.
Repost. Yeah, that's pretty much been it for a minute, but we out here.
We out here.
We're still kicking.
We
We're
living.
doing our damnedest for the little boy, that little researcher of ours. I'd like to welcome y'all back to the newly refurbished, rebooted. This is the soft reboot of Show Dependent, but from now on we're going to be known as SDP. Show
Ew.
Dependent. That's the full name of the podcast from now on.
Ooh.
A dirty, a sadistic, a sensational episode of SDP coming up for y'all. It's gritty. It's hip.
There's a lot of like guitar.
Oh.
Electric guitar.
Just picture that playing the whole
Very,
time in the
very
background.
chuggy bass.
Oh, that man. And the arm, it's at full length. He's strumming at full length.
Oh yeah.
With his arm. Let's say an unfairly judged and overcritically analyzed product that we're talking about here today. Something that I think people just, and we'll get to it, but people just like, y'all gotta calm down.
They be sipping the Haterade.
But hey, SDP here, your hostess with the mostest. What's up? My name is Eddie.
Hi, Eddie.
Waiting for some interaction here. I got essentially a frozen screen looking at me.
I didn't know where we were going.
It's Eddie, but I mean, funny enough, because it happened IRL, but Eddie, but with like a different haircut. It's not the same iconic haircut that I had in the past, but it's.
You did get a haircut.
Yeah, you know, look at that. Perfectly timed. I do
It's
it for the brand. I do
not
it for
a
the
different hair
product.
color though, so we're good.
No. And with me, a little funny enough, you know, also a witchy woman here. Doing some spells. Doing some incantations.
I'm trying, people. I'm trying to bring some semblance of good into this world.
And her name is
Kayla, which also starts with a K.
Look at the parallels.
I also have short hair.
Look at that.
Wow.
But our third here is not exactly the same.
No, definitely not.
Even though he is family.
Wow.
The sweetest little boy in all of the land. His name Buddy.
Buddy.
I think he's munching.
No, he's licking himself by the door.
Okay, well, you know what? He works hard, so he deserves it.
Self-care is important.
Self-care is best care. And hey, y'all, I should probably look at Buddy's notes first because, oh Lord.
Just prepare to be hardcore this entire episode.
Prepare to be hardcore. Wow. HXC. XHXCX. More like it.
What? What
Hardcore.
does that mean?
What do you mean?
That means hardcore?
I mean, it's just, you know. I guess you wasn't
Oh,
out though, were you?
no, I was a
You
little.
wasn't out there like we was out there.
Do I need to remind you how I was raised?
Oh my God. That was just, you know, everything had X's around it. Because
That's a lot.
we were sick.
No, you're not
We were
hardcore.
hardcore, we were cool. But today, y'all, let's get into it. We're gonna be talking about a game franchise that's like a reboot of the franchise that just I think this thing represents everything that like I want to do with this podcast and every like message I want to send, and just I've been holding on to this for years.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And this is like a grand thesis. This is like part of the essence of SDP Show Dependent. And we're going to be talking about DMC, Devil May Cry,
That's what he's been doing this whole time,
which
people.
is a 2013.
It came out in 2013.
Oh, yeah.
It's that recent, huh? Ay.
Recent.
I thought it was like 20, no, 20, 2009, based on the
2013 action
graphics.
adventure game developed by Ninja Theory, published by Capcom, released in Enero, that is January, for PlayStation 3. This was an old gen, Xbox 360, and of course everything's on the PC. And guess what? It's a reboot of the Devil May Cry series. So obviously we're gonna get into that whole thing. Before we really deep dive into it, we gotta get to
Yeah.
the meet cute.
It's a meet cute baby. It's how we met this thing. Yeah, I didn't know this was a thing. I had never heard of Devil May Cry in my entire life.
Devil May Cry.
Never heard of any of those games. I was familiar with the names Virgil and Dante because I really liked Dante's Inferno.
Michelle.
When I read it in high school and in college. And the only reason I know about this game existing is because of Eddie. And I watched him play
Yeah.
DMC.
Yo. We out here.
Parenthetical Devil May Cry.
Well, it's actually DMC colon Devil May
Oh,
Cry.
it's a colon? I thought it was in
Yeah.
parentheses.
No.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. And I just watched Eddie play it. And I was like, okay. This is fun. And I have nothing to compare it to because I don't think I really paid much attention to you playing any of the other Devil May Cry games. So I was like, this is my Dante,
Eye-catching.
I guess.
Eye-grabbing.
I guess so.
Brings non-fans in.
Here we are.
The things that a reboot should do.
There you go. That's hard to say.
Y'all, we out here. I was out there. 2013. Xbox 360 days. I was in there. I was deep in it. I was out here playing games, doing my thing, doing all that. Have I ever been a big Devil May Cry guy? Not necessarily. You know, I didn't play them because my brother and I, we didn't have them on the PlayStation, nothing like that. It
Yeah.
wasn't until Devil May Cry 4. Let me check, do a quick buddy note. Yes. Devil May Cry 4 was and still is my shit. It came out in 2008.
Oh.
And man, that is that heat. Absolutely love Devil May Cry 4. So when I saw that they were doing like some new Devil May Cry stuff, maybe a little reboot. Hey, I'm not above a reboot. I'm not above a remake. If it can offer something different, I'm all for it. Because as I think the general
You've,
population can
yeah.
agree on, especially with these Disney things, come along with me on this trip. Everyone says, hey, if you're gonna do a reboot or remake, do something different. Right? Big thing that people say is like Lion King, why did they do it if it's just shot for shot? Friends, here with DMC Devil May Cry, we got something different.
It's a lot different.
And then what did people say? Why isn't it the same as
Oh, it's
before?
not the same. People are inconsistent.
Listen, DMC Devil May Cry 2013, I was locked in. I was all for it. The game's super fun. I immediately was like, yes, this is fun as hell. This new Dante. I didn't feel no extra way about Dante before. So as a fan of Devil May Cry 4, where I saw Dante, as a man who knew of Dante from like Ultimate Marvel versus Capcom 3 and all that other stuff, you know, get a little bit of a lore deep dive but didn't play the games. I thought Dante, original Dante's fine. And then I saw new Dante, I was like, this guy's cool as well. He's different in his own way.
This gentleman is also pretty
He's a
cool.
pretty cool guy. I like the way he interacts with the world. I like what this game does, and damn, this game is fun to play. Hot take now, and we'll explain it a little more later. But in the original franchise, like Devil May Cry 4, and I played Devil May Cry 5, when I play as Dante, it's not fun. I don't like playing as Dante. To me, my own personal style, I feel like he controls like ass.
Oh, damn.
But you know who doesn't control like ass? DMC Devil May Cry Dante. New Dante. Or what some clever individuals refer to as Dante.
Okay, Jesus.
But to wrap up this meet cute, amazing first impression, amazing first playthrough. I was a huge fan. There's things in this game that I absolutely fell in love with. And let me reiterate, this Dante. So much fun to play. The combat in this game is so much fun, and we'll get to it in a second. But man, y'all gotta stop judging things based on what you already experienced.
Yeah, we're gonna have to teach a whole lot of people that before things get markedly better. But here
Yeah,
we go.
we're working on it today.
We're trying, people. Here we go. Getting to know each other. Bam.
Just be careful. It can get rough in there. I like it rough.
On my devil trigger.
That's from Devil May Cry 5.
Well, I don't care. It's still a good song. I don't. Are there any lyrical songs from this game that you can think of?
I don't know. We'll have to
Yeah, see,
look it
it's
up.
just
We'll
vibes.
have to look at just doing God's work.
Just slow motion, naked Dante pulling on his pants. He's canonically commando this entire goddamn game.
You know what? You're right. Well, I don't know.
Nah.
There were cutscenes where he could have possibly, probably put on some chonies.
Where did he find underwear?
I mean, just at the local store.
Because it wasn't in his trailer. That shit got yeeted.
But I think we could start off by saying, not gonna go through like plot heavy stuff. But
No.
one thing that I do want to say right off the bat is, I think the story is good. I don't think it's anything like super complex. It's not
Not
like
at all.
insane, like they wrote a million twists and like, yo, they're doing something wild here. It's a solid story. I think it's a solid like reboot to the franchise. You know, I didn't play the original Devil May Cry, but I essentially know what happened, you know, because of YouTube and being alive and being into video games. But I think the story's solid. I like the changes they made. I like that they updated it for the current world. The big thing I think here is that what they do is they make Dante and his brother Virgil. They make them a thing called Nephilim, which in this game means that they're half angel, half demon. Whereas the original Dante, I believe, was just half human, half demon.
Correct. Yes.
So, you know, they do a special thing. It essentially gives them a reason why they can take down Mundus, the big bad. And obviously, the whole thing is essentially Dante's just kind of, he's just kind of living that life. He's kind of like a dude who like parties hard, bangs women, doesn't really have direction in his life. You know, he's a cool guy. He's cool.
He's very jaded.
Yeah.
He's the reason that he's like
He doesn't have a
cool.
purpose.
He's aimless. It kind of gives me like if Deadpool lacked charisma, It's very
Like
similar.
charisma.
He's got a little bit of charisma, but nothing like
Oh my God.
but nothing like Deadpool. Deadpool is like constant, like
Oh,
very
a devil be
self-aware.
running off at the mouth.
Oh yeah, he's wild. Dante is like, it's not cool to care about things, so I'm not gonna care about things. And boy, oh boy, does he randomly just start caring about things pretty
I
quickly.
mean, hey, that happens when things start going
When
down.
plot demands,
A woman
Dante
shows up
cares.
by the name of Kat, and she's
She's
like,
a
something's
sexy
up.
witch.
She's a little spicy. All of a sudden, he's got a brother named Virgil. He's remembering his past, and his family got murdered by this guy, Mundus. Hey, he's back.
Specifically his mother.
But he looks different, and we just have just. We'll talk about some highlight levels and all that stuff, but man, I want to say everything's just solid. You're constantly doing different things. There's different art styles. We'll talk about Limbo because that's
Limbo's
super cool.
cool. It's a fun dynamic.
But the crux of this episode is going to be just talking about Dante himself and just the judgment that this game got because of essentially one decision. All I want you to know is this, is that the story gives a good reason, I think, as to why Dante does what he does. I think it's perfectly, like, it leads you on the journey. You see why he changes from, like, not caring to caring, and it's a good little story to tell. Virgil's cool in it, I think.
He's
I think I could say right
may I just
now.
say wood?
Virgil? Wood?
Wood.
Yeah, there you go.
Cat?
Virgil! Oh,
Wood.
absolutely.
Dante? Probably.
Oh, Dante gets a probably.
I don't know. He's just a little
You're
too.
wild. Virgil over Dante?
I don't know. He's got that like nerdy make you work for it kind of thing going
I mean,
for him.
Virgil's always been cooler than Dante.
Yeah, well.
And that's something that I will say right now because we're not going to talk. I don't know how much we'll talk about Virgil, but Virgil, like original Virgil, cool as shit. Cool, original Virgil's like the coolest dude ever. And this Virgil, he's chill, he's
He's
slick, you
dripped
know,
out
he's
in
cool.
a paisley like
Oh yeah.
coat. I don't know, it's
Yeah.
weird.
Oh yeah,
It's very
he's
like
cool.
he looks up, he just every time I look at him, I'm just like, he belongs in a Final Fantasy game. Like
Yeah,
his
yeah.
aesthetic, it's very much like from that world. So,
Right.
speaking of like differences between the original or the original like half angel, half demon thing. It was funny because I brought up the point to Eddie. I was like, "What isn't the middle between angel and devil just human?" Like, why would they be special? Like, the middle ground is humanity, right? Like,
Yeah, I suppose.
but it kind of reminds me of how everybody has their own personal demons that they have to
Damn.
fight.
Damn.
Damn, I know, right? I know, I'm so fucking edgy right now. I don't know if you've ever heard this before. I'm an extremely anxious person.
I've heard once or twice.
I'm medicated and I'm extremely grateful for my medication. It's been a huge like asset to me being able to like move my life in a direction that makes me happy and allows me to just kind of navigate the world in a way where I'm not constantly on edge and thinking that I'm incapable of accomplishing things.
For sure.
And recently, we've been able to have a partnership with Magic Mind, and their focus shots have actually been really helpful to me because even as somebody who is on medication for a generalized anxiety disorder, I still do have like those moments of like kind of panic that will settle in. They're nowhere near the level they used to be, but the focus shots are definitely something that has helped me kind of isolate and focus in on what I need to accomplish in that time frame. For instance, the other day, I was doing dishes, which is extremely rare for me. If you
Pretty
ask Eddie,
rare.
you know how hard that is for me. It's a task that I really, really don't like. It's like a sensory nightmare. I freaking hate it. Some people think it's therapeutic. Eddie's good
Pretty
at
chill.
it and he doesn't mind, but it's hard for me. But I took a focus shot with my cup of coffee in the morning, and then I accomplished like every task that I wanted to without really
Octane.
even thinking about it. It was just kind of like a flow state of mind where I was able to just, we're gonna say it a lot, locked in. And was just like, there was no pressure, there's no panic. I was just doing it at a pace that was reasonable. And a lot of the time I get distracted. That maybe that's undiagnosed ADHD, but those shots have been really helpful, and I definitely plan on making them part of my routine on a regular basis.
Yeah, they've definitely been part of the routine since we've started this partnership with Magic Mind. And I want to bring it back to this mental wealth and the mental wealth challenge, building it for January and the rest of this year. As we said in the last, there's five pillars to this mental wealth journey, this exercise in building your mental wealth. We're talking about sleep, we're talking about diet, exercise, stress management, and exogenous compounds, everything you put into your body. Now, Magic Mind helps this. It supports this. It builds the foundation. Magic Mind is not going to be like, it's not claiming to be, hey, take this and all your problems will go away.
No.
No, this is building up yourself, building up your foundation so you can hold yourself up, hold that mental wealth that you built up, and you're ready. Your foundation is solid if things go wrong, right? Because it's life, things are going to go wrong. The things are going to happen that are going to make you more anxious, that are going to make you more stressed out, worried. So if you pay into your mental wealth, then you've got that investment, you can take it out when you need it, and your foundation isn't going to crumble because you're taking a little bit out of your mental wealth bank. So Magic Mind is here to help us out. It's been helping us, and it's here to help out the friends of Shodependent here by offering a little two pack, a little first time ever two pack.
A beautiful bundle.
It's a 24 hour pack. We got focus shots for the morning and sleep shots at night, bundled for the first time, 45% off, exclusive for the friends of Shodependent. I gotta say, for my part, Kayla talked about the focus shots. That time release caffeine, not letting you crash and anything in the morning. For me, what's really been helping me a lot, and I think I've seen the most effect.
Night and day difference, you may
Oh, there you
say.
go. I just gotta say, the sleep shots, not only have I been sleeping very well, which has been kind of
You've
surprising,
been
but I've been dreaming like every night. And I
dreaming.
get
That
that,
doesn't happen.
yeah, it's just like I've been dreaming vividly, and it's been good. So, friends, we would love it if you gave Magic Mind a shot.
Ha 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 ha. I see what you did there.
There's no better time to start than now. Quit putting it off. Make 2025 the year you build your mental resilience, you build up your mental wealth.
We need it now more than ever.
So, remember, get 45% off the Magic Mind bundle with our link. Is magicmind.com/showdependentjan. That is SHO dependent Jan. Also, quick reminder that they donate 5 cents for each bottle sold to mental health charities that help U.S. homeless communities.
Fantastic. But Nephilim don't really make sense to me. How can
Why
we?
not? What are we talking
Because
about?
in my mind, the traits of an angel and a demon would just end up balancing out. It's kind of OP that they get to have the best of both worlds, I guess.
I mean, that's the
But
whole
that's the
point.
whole point.
That
That is what we call a plot device.
the whole point because they're the only ones who can take on Mundus.
I guess you're
Now, speaking of
right.
Mundus, again, I don't want to spend too much time on this because I really want to talk about Dante. I want to get into
He's the
Dante,
reason for the
and
season.
this whole thing. But let me say this: the demons in this game, 2013, obviously things are going on in the world. From 2013 on, somehow have been amplified. But the demons are using propaganda. They use media, they use capitalism, surveillance, overconsumption to keep humans ignorant, docile, just incapacitated to do anything about the demon influence on their world. That's where Dante and Virgil and Cat come in. The Nephilim plus Cat, who is a human, who they have to essentially, Virgil's been fighting this fight to try and take down Mundus, and he's finally found Dante, and now Dante is like energized and I'm gonna help and I'm gonna make a difference, and this is something that I can do, because he finds out Mundus was the one who murdered his mom and his dad got like exiled and all that stuff.
And imprisoned and tortured. It is bad. But it's all gonna be okay once we get Mundus out of the picture, because he's the puppet master. Pulling all the demon strings.
So why don't we just get into it right now? I'm calling it the Dante Divide.
Oh,
Now,
good marketing, dear.
I would love to get your idea of this
Sure.
Dante and what you know of OG Dante. And just give me what you think here.
So it's hard to separate what I think from what recent media I've consumed, because as I was doing research for this episode, because my knowledge on the original franchise is so limited, I did encounter a lot of creators who were basically, their main complaints about DMC was that Dante was so different than he was originally portrayed, not only in aesthetic, like he doesn't have his long white hair, but
Oh
he,
no.
oh no, but he also is kind of missing that, I want to call it kind of like cowboy mentality. He's
He
like
does
kind of,
look like a cowboy in
he's,
DMC4.
so he's kind of like a Wild West kind of like Lone Ranger type, but with a little bit of a sarcastic flair, I guess, with a lot of dumb one-liners, which we get in DMC.
Sounds pretty
So,
similar.
I mean, they're pretty, they're bad. The writing is not great. I'm gonna say it's tough,
In
but I know
DMC
what
or
they're
in
going.
OGs?
Oh, in DMC, I don't know anything about OGs, so I can't speak to that. But let's just say I feel like Dante from DMC would fit in really well in a Hot Topic. And
I mean,
yeah.
he's got that look, he's got the vibe.
And OG DMs, I mean, an OG Dante would probably be, God, like the most annoying guy at the bar, at the dive bar.
Oh God, yeah.
And it's just like he's making it all about him.
He
But
always is.
he's friends with the bartender, so he lets him stay. I don't know. That's my impression on Dante.
Okay, who's hotter?
Oh, DMC Dante, 100%.
There we go.
I do not like, I don't know, it's something with the white hair. It's like, eh. It's giving like scene boy elf, and I don't like that. Like an elvish scene boy, and
For
I
sure.
don't, not a fan.
Yeah,
Weird.
I truly don't. And I don't know. Maybe it's just because I started off, DMC4 was the first game I played. And granted, I mean, I knew of Dante. Ultimately, like, my first biggest experience with Dante was in Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3, a game that I played so much and was obsessed with. And Dante in that game, he seemed cool. He seemed like a fun-loving guy, you know? His playstyle was wild. He had a whole bunch of moves and all that. But he was cool to look at. I loved the Devil Trigger thing. But Virgil was also in the game. And like I said before, Virgil in the game, I think aesthetically, everything, and I mean, he was stronger than Dante in the tier list, but I mean, I played Virgil, I didn't play Dante. Regardless, Virgil was so much cooler to me in Ultimate that I was always like, Virgil's cooler than Dante, Dante's whatevs. And then in DMC4, I'm sort of sorry, I did them backwards. But anyways, DMC4. Nero was the main character because it was almost like a soft reboot, DMC4 was. And Nero
This
was the
is a
main
very
character.
confusing franchise.
It can be. But I'll just say this, Nero, cool as hell. And his play style perfectly fits mine. I think he's just so much fun to play as. And Dante kind of like shows up and is almost like a villain in the first half. You're kind of like, what's going on? Is Dante like doing something wrong? Obviously, it turns out later that he's not. But Dante in that game is like especially cowboyed out. Like
Yeehaw!
he may as well be wearing like cowboy boots. He's got like leather, like cowboy jacket on.
He wears a hat too,
I
right?
just found Dante to be fine. Like it's like he's like, yeah, he knows what's up, but he's like almost like the too cool for school type thing. And it's just I can't get over the fact that he was just so not fun for me to play. I honestly like, and it could be a hot take, and I'm sure if some real DMC heads are listening and they can chime in and all that, but man, anytime I go from Nero to Dante in DMC4, God, I just want to get the Dante section over as fast as possible so I can go back and play and have fun, because Dante feels like such a chore to me. So I was like surprised when they did the reboot. I was like, okay, I gotta play this. I'm super big into DMC right now. Let's do DMC. And it's a new guy, it's a reboot. This would be cool. Let's see what happens. And man, was I surprised how fun Dante is to play in this game. The combat, which has always been praised, I'm pretty sure you can attest to this in your videos that you watch. Everyone essentially says this game is super good.
It's so
The
much fun to
combat, yeah,
play.
the combat is super well designed. It's super well implemented. It's so much fun to play. Dante controls beautifully. You can seamlessly switch between like all his weapons and do super cool combos.
Oh my God, the combos that are possible are delicious.
But everyone's always like, they just don't like Dante. And honestly, for me, I just don't really get it. I get that he's like edgy. I'll admit it. He is like edgy, edgelord type. He says these little one-liners, but Dante's always done that. Dante's always been someone who like, oh, says one-liners. I think the only difference in this is that like Dante cusses. He says bad. Oh, he says bad words.
He said a bad word.
But that's like the only difference in my book. He essentially, to me, he is Dante. Because when I look at Dante, I see the exact same things that DMC Dante's doing. OG Dante, especially in Devil May Cry 4, he'll get stabbed through the chest and then like get up and walk it off. Like, oh, this ain't nothing. This is a joke to me. I feel like that's not that different from being like this DMC Dante, where he's just like, acts too cool and like, ah, none of this bothers me, none of this. It's the
Yeah, he's
same
just
thing.
calling like demons fat asses and
Yeah,
like,
it's the same thing, because I don't know. It's just instead of saying like, oh, Toby over here or whatever, like OG Dante would, he just says he's a fat ass, right? To me, they're like the same guy. I really don't think original Dante is all that cool. I think he's just the trope of guy who shrugs off damage and like makes jokes.
Yeah, he's the OP like wrestler,
Yeah,
right?
it's
He's
just
the
kind of.
protected wrestler trope
Oh,
in
yeah.
like WWE where it's like, yeah, of course he's gonna fucking win.
Yeah,
Like he is him.
he's like original John Cena when John Cena was like essentially could never lose. No matter what happened in the match to John Cena, John Cena would
He's
always,
gonna
I think.
win.
What did they call it? Fans call it like lull Cena wins, essentially. It's like John Cena could be hit by a semi truck, and then he'll get up and hit it with the attitude adjustment,
And
and
that's
then
it.
he'll win. That's
Done.
essentially original Dante, and I feel like that's just so anticlimactic. And it's just like, and I get it, yeah, you want to feel powerful as a character and all that, but then, like, in the cutscene, he can get ran through and walk it off, whatever. But when you play it, he fucking dies.
I think it's really well done in DMC too, how, and this is coming from an observer standpoint because I've never fucking laid hands on the goddamn controller
Sure.
when when playing this game. But it is such a good mechanic in that game, how you are gradually ramping up your skill set,
That's great.
and it's beautiful because everything feeds in to itself in such a way that you can't help but gain momentum in that game. And it makes you want to keep playing because you're like, yeah, I'm a freaking badass.
Oh,
I can
yes.
just destroy things now. This is so much fun.
It's perfectly designed and all that, that's for sure. And I think the way they handle the story and the angel demon thing is a good way to introduce like the demon weapons and the angel weapons and
Which is
why
so fun how
you
you get
have
to,
both sides. And
and
obviously,
mechanically it works well. It's
yeah.
great.
And he still has Rebellion and Ebony and Ivory, which is like you could almost say like the human side of him, you know? So he has like the three play styles. But man, I just my major crux of this is I think I truly think that if this Dante was the first Dante that people were introduced to, that people would love this guy a lot more than they do.
That's fair,
And I
yeah.
think that it's just the problem that we brought up before. It's just like, and we brought up many times here on Show Dependent. It's just I don't understand what people want out of reboots and remakes if you want it to just be the same thing. Because that's inherently by definition, by default, rebooting DMC means Dante has to be different in some way. And if people, you know, obviously if people truly don't like it, fine, whatever. But I think it's just like unfairly judged from the jump. And people saw that this guy looks different. And yeah, sure, he looks like he came out of Hot Topic. Yeah, he looks edgy and he's like cringy and all that stuff. But so was the original Dante. Especially in that first one. I mean, everyone knows that super cringe, super cheesy, where he's like, I should have wanted to fill your dark soul with light. It's like if Dante can come back from that, y'all can give this DMC Dante a fair shake. You know, because original Dante was out here terrible voice acting, out here cringy as hell, doing these ridiculous voice lines, and yet somehow he's still like the coolest guy ever.
He endured. I wrote a note, which I think is perfect because it kind of like summarizes. I have stupid notes for this game, but I wrote the D in Dante stands for dubstep. And I think that is
Oh,
really
Lord.
accurate because this game is, weirdly enough, a very like, it's a time capsule of when it was released.
Oh, yeah,
Like
I think it
the
is a
angst and like
great update.
the aesthetic that was captured in this game is very of that time. And dubstep was very of that time.
And
And
here's another part of it.
oof,
Is that for one, Capcom wanted to reboot this. Like, they wanted to reboot this and reimagine this. So, Capcom requested this of Ninja Theory that it's different. You know, that they wanted it to be different. And they wanted it to be more Western, which is why we get, like, American Dante, essentially. You know, he's the Hot Topic, he's dubstep, big at the time. And
He's living in
obviously,
a
like we
trailer
said, the
van,
whole
whatever.
story is very political and very much like, you know, ties in capitalism and all that stuff. I think it's adapted in a perfect way. And especially of that time and continuing times on in America, it's been very like almost like too
Actually,
on the nose.
yeah, it's very like it's so it tries to be so smart that it's actually like literal. It's like, yeah, actually, this makes a lot of sense that demons are running everything into the ground and just sowing unrest and disinformation into the people of America. So it's really interesting.
But Dante, I don't know. One day we'll do, like we said in the Power Rangers, we'll talk about Power Rangers 2017. But I feel like that movie and this game suffer from the same thing of people expecting it to be like the original and then being upset that it's different. Which upsets me because why?
Then
If
why
you're
even
not even going
ask
to
for
give it a
something
fair
new?
shake, if you're not even going to give it like the chance to be its own thing, then I don't know, maybe just don't even buy the game to begin with. Like if you didn't like Dante the way he looks before you played it, then why'd you even, you know?
Then
I
just
don't
don't
know.
pick it up.
I just don't get it. I really don't think he's like that different from Dante. Personality wise and all that, because when I saw Dante, I just pictured him as like, yeah, he's a wisecracking, like you said, almost Deadpool type. He's been like that the whole time, and in this game, he's also that. And I mean, Deadpool curses and all that, so he's essentially, yeah, the same thing, you know. I really don't get it. And like you said, by the end, he's like gets his white hair back and stuff like that. But the only difference is they took you on a little bit of a journey as to why he would have that white hair versus just, oh, he has white hair because it's
And by the
Dante.
way, much like an anime, you could tell this is your main character because of the way his hair is. Isn't it unique?
But it like gives it like a storyline reason why he has white hair. And like we get to see him become Dante. And I know it may be cheesy, and I'm sure some people, a lot of people roll their eyes and all that. But like at the end, they make it a point to say he's like, I don't even know who I am. And Kat's like, well, you're Dante. I know who you are. That's a sort of, again, he became more like the character that I think people liked by the end of the game.
Yeah, because he
You
had to
just
do
had
some
to
growing
give him a
up.
little bit of time to get there.
Yeah. It's no fun if you don't get to see the process of a character becoming themselves. If we, or at least change in some way. Maybe they are a fully like confident person, but if that's not challenged, then what's the point? Then why even tell a story if we're not going to have
Then
some
what's
kind of
even the point?
tension?
But moving on from Dante and that whole thing, I
Can you
think
say
the
Dante like in the fun voice though?
Dante, which
Yeah.
brings us to Limbo.
Woo!
Because
Limbo is
this
so cool.
Limbo is like an active, it's almost like the second best character in the game.
I think
Because
that's accurate, yeah.
Limbo is like this whole city is essentially after you. And everyone's after Dante. And obviously because Mundus wants like the demons to find him and he wants to kill him and all that, he doesn't want to be taken down by our main character. But man, Limbo is so cool because if you're seen by a demon, if you attract too much attention to yourself, essentially you get pulled into Limbo. And it like exists side by side with the real world, but obviously wild things happen in Limbo. And it's just awesome because I mean, like you said, the design of this game is so aesthetically pleasing to me. And I think what they do with Limbo is so cool because it's like, it truly does feel like the environment and the world you're in is after you. Because Dante will just be running around, you'll be running around a level, whatever, and then all of a sudden everything shifts and like the walls come apart and you always hear someone whispering or calling out Dante's name or something's going on. And I love that they like put text up because it like show like Dante will be running around and then all of a sudden it'll be like it'll throw text up on the wall and says like we see you or like get him or you hear someone whisper get him in the back and it's just like oh well now I'm in trouble and now I gotta figure this out.
It's good to know my paranoia is real and it's not just in my head. It
Oh
is, in
yeah.
fact, trying to kill me.
The world is, in fact, after me.
It is. And I love how like there are consistencies to like the kind of laws of physics in Limbo, but depending on the different level that you're on, the aesthetic shifts quite a bit. So it's, I don't know, there's kind of, it reminds me a little bit of, you know how your vision gets like a little blurry on the edges? That's kind of what Limbo feels like most of the time. And then it also can have like that multi-layered effect of when you wear like 3D glasses and maybe you're not looking at something that's 3D, but you can see like the two different layers kind of stacking on top of each other. It's like such a cool, I don't know, it just does a really good job of making you feel like you are alone, you're very isolated, and you are just, it's a very unnerving feeling, but it's also, it increases that anxiety a little bit every time you're in limbo, which is great. Really good stuff.
And I love the way, obviously, the world is after you and like the surveillance cameras and stuff, but a lot of the times Dante's pulled in just because they call them like essentially spies for the demons, which are just regular people
They be
who,
drinking that juice.
yeah, who are like influencer or for whatever reason, essentially on the demon side. So you'll just be walking by and then they'll see Dante and then they'll immediately like rat him out to the demons, which pulls him into limbo. And it's a cool effect because they always like the blood from their eyes and like everything. And like, oh, Dante. And then he just, oh, well, guess I'm going to limbo. And then you got to deal with it. And limbo's always like blocking your path and throwing you different directions and all that. It's just, it's a fun design feature, and it's a fun way to play the game because, and the first time through, you kind of like never expect what's going to happen. And you don't know like what the environment's going to look like, until you're in there. And then obviously, as you said, with the different levels and stuff, it feels like it just keeps ramping up and everything looks so unique.
I do like that, and it reminds me a little bit of Resident Evil 4 with
Capcom.
Kat is a lot more useful than Ashley,
Ah!
but Kat is very like helpful and she's got a good heart and she really with and Dante says it himself eventually in the game, without Kat they would not have been able to accomplish nearly any of this. So it's really good to know that sure Kat's a secondary character and you don't really get to play as her, but her version of kind of like lit existing in that in between space, like Dante and Virgil exist in, is she's a medium. So
Oh, yeah.
she's able to see into limbo. She can't really go there herself
She can
physically.
astral project,
She can project herself and
which is written into
navigate.
the game very well, and it's very sad.
It's extremely sad. And I'm like, but
But
that's in.
it's also like rooted in reality
Yeah.
because the reason she like found out she could do this was essentially she was being abused by her stepfather
Her foster
and
dad.
her foster, yeah. And then as what happens in real life, she had like out of body experiences to
Yeah,
try and
she.
get away from the trauma of it all. And that's where she found out she could go into limbo. So it's like really cool that they wrote that in and based in reality, it's something that really happens when people need to escape. And that was her escape, and in limbo she found, or Virgil found her, and it's very sweet that like that she found a friend through this all, and obviously their
Quote
relationship is
unquote friend,
something
but
that's
yeah.
important.
Yeah,
See, I think the
it's
writing's
really
good.
good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Kat is a very like likable character. Obviously,
Right.
she is your kind of she is it reminds me of in Legend of Zelda how Link has that little sprite next to him that's like constantly
Navi?
telling him, yeah, telling him which like
Yeah.
direction to go and things. That's
Yeah,
essentially
she
what Kat
helps.
does.
Yeah.
That's just a video game trope that will always exist. But
Yeah, I mean, without it, people are super lost. But
And yeah, Kat's great.
I think, again, in regards to the writing and going back to Dante, I think it is super cool that they tie in these real life things and real life problems, and obviously commentary on the real world with this whole Angels and Demons storyline. And I think it really does a good job in, like, I'm gonna say it again. I think the Dante at the end of this game is a lot more in line with the OG Dante than fans want to give him credit for. Because by the end, I want to say he's kind of rarely doing one-liners. He's a lot more serious and the stakes are upped and he's like the one who's serious and needs to figure things out. But before we get to the end, I think we should talk about some favorite parts.
Yeah,
One part in
absolutely.
particular, but what were some of your favorite things in this game?
I think that one thing that's really well done in this game is the boss fights. I think like the fight between Dante and the succubus, that's like your
Ooh,
first like
she
real,
gross.
she's disgusting. Also, like
She
every
should have
demon
been
in this is
hot.
like, ugh. I know that's what a succubus is supposed to be.
This
That's a
whole game
complaint.
has a layer of grime, a layer of
It's
gross.
ugh. It's a, it exists in the Saw universe. If the Saw universe was like alien vomit, it's gross.
Sure.
That one's really good. And then when he essentially attacks Fox News, that's a really creative and fun episode.
It's so unique. It's so
It's
different.
really, really cool. And then his fight with Lilith is like,
Oh,
mwah, beautiful. It's so
that's
good.
that heat. Yeah,
That shit's got me just like
Lilith's
pumping
Club
my fists.
is the first time I played the game. I was thoroughly enjoying everything and all that, but Lilith's Club and the whole Lilith thing was absolutely my favorite part of the game. Obviously, from a gameplay perspective, it's very fun and
It's a bit disorienting visually, you have to
sure.
admit.
I mean, I don't know. I guess. And
It's
they
super
do
bright.
this whole thing where like Lilith is essentially got you on America's Got Talent, where you
Yeah.
have to like beat certain tasks that she does and all that. But obviously it takes place in a club. And I think I've said in this podcast before, but if not, I'll say it now. I essentially love anytime a movie, TV show, or whatever happens and they go to a club
We get a club
because it's
scene.
always cool, especially when you have like fighting in a club. Talking Blade, talking John Wick.
Talking the Batman.
Yeah, just anytime because you got great music playing, but
Violence.
it's violence, but it's happening around, and some people don't even see it, and it's just like it's crazy because it's just like chaos. But in this game, Lilith's Club is so good because the club obviously falls into limbo, and while you're running around, you're like on the dance floor, and it's like a track that's like breaking apart and weaving you through this whole limbo world and everything. But two things that I love the most about it are, first of all, the song Lilith's Club by Noisia. Is that how you say it? Let me
Is it
see.
like nausea?
It's Noisia, Noisia, I think.
Yeah, that sounds right.
They're a Dutch electronic group. And they're the ones who did like the soundtrack to this game. Soundtrack's fantastic, by the way. I love the soundtrack pretty much of like every Devil May Cry game that I've played. But this one in particular, super good. And Lilith's Club, man, it's an absolute like house, deep house banger. It's got like a great build. And the other thing that I love that they do in this game, or in this level, is that in the background you can see like the what is it?
Like the sound waves.
Yeah, you can see the sound waves like going up, and it's like perfectly, it's in tune with the music. So the whole time you're like running around, and me who loves EDM, and me who loves, it's like all of these things that I love coming together in this one level. I love seeing the wavelengths go up and down. As you just hear, like the dun 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 dun. It's just, oh, obviously, we're gonna play the song for you here and play the good part. I mean,
So
the whole
good.
part's good, but we'll play the part that I love the most because it like slows down and then ramps up. It's
He's
so
so
good. It's
excited.
so much fun. I love playing that level. It's honestly maybe one of, not maybe, it's one of my favorite levels, I think, in all video games that I've played, just because it's the perfect mix of everything that I love. And I have to say it again, Dante's so much fun to play in this game. It's so fun to just go through this level and do the combat and have the exciting visuals and the unique level design and that great music, and the boss fight at the end is pretty fun and it's unique. Finding Mundus's spawn, which is
Blech.
wild.
Yuck.
I don't know. For me, it's the highlight of the game.
It's a really good aesthetic. I have a question.
Yes.
What is the tower where you
The Bloody
ascend?
Palace, there is a Bloody
Yes.
Palace, yes, but I'm
In this
not
game.
as good
Okay.
at it. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I was like, that's just something
Oh
that you've constantly been working towards.
man, one day, maybe this year, maybe I'll finally go back to it. In short, y'all, DMC4, Bloody Palace, I never beat it, even though I've gotten to the last fight so many times. It's 101 levels straight. You can't
You
like
can't
walk
stop.
away. You
Yeah.
can pause, but you can't like, you can't stop and come back. If you die, You start over. If you turn the game off, you start over. I just fucking Dante. I hate him so much. And maybe this is part of it, y'all. I'll be honest. But God, the last fight, because I
jadedness.
obviously play as Nero, because Nero's fun to me. But God, I hate in video games when they have AI and they have bosses that just dodge everything you do. And it's like, and I'm sure they actually do this because some games do this, where they essentially, I can't remember what it's called, but they essentially give the AI the ability to read your commands and what you're putting so they can dodge it.
Oh
And I'm
my
sure his ass
God.
has that. God, I need to figure out how to beat him. But God, fucking, this new Dante would never do this to me. I guarantee you that. OG Dante, that asshole, has got it out for me. And new Dante, he's cool. He's chill.
Yeah, he just
We're
wants you to have a good
hanging.
time
We
and
just
do
want to have a
well
good time. Let's just go out, have some
and
brewskis.
sling some giant blades.
Couple
I think
Zas.
those are my favorite weapons that Dante gets, by the way.
The spinning blades.
Yeah, those things are
They're
sick as
so much
hell.
fun.
It's
Yeah,
a it is
yeah.
a just super fun Beyblade.
And it's funny because Dante, he loves pizza.
Delicious.
Let's talk a little bit about the end, because I think
Yeah.
it's kind of out of nowhere, but you know what's coming, especially if you know Devil May Cry and all that. And I think it again illustrates that Dante's different. And obviously Dante was never going to do this to begin with, but at the end we do the whole thing, and obviously the D in Dante stands for dubstep,
Damn straight.
but the V in Virgil stands for virgin.
Damn straight.
What
This asshole.
did
This
you do?
asshole. One, he always, he almost like lets Cat die, essentially, which
Multiple
is
times.
fucked and not cool at all.
Oh, that scene where they're getting raided, and then Virgil's like, "We can't save her, let's go." But Dante like goes
He's like,
back and like
no.
pray he preps Kat for being, arrested. And
Yeah.
obviously the police do more than just arrest her. They shoot her and like
They beat her
they stomp
ass.
her out, and Dante
Yeah.
the whole time is like, "Don't fight back, don't say anything." He like She's on the ground unconscious from the beating, and he like puts his hand over hers. Obviously he cares about her and he cares about people.
Yeah.
Whereas Virgil was just sees them as, and which is wild because
Tools.
him and Kat seemingly had a close relationship.
But I don't think they ever did. I think Virgil
Not
is
in
like a
Virgil's mind.
sociopath,
Yeah. Oh
or
yeah,
at
he
least
definitely is.
with humans, because he believes himself to be superior, which at the end of the day, what makes him any better than Mundus?
Apparently, what did he say? That he won't be violent with them or something?
Oh, we'll just like treat them like well and like that doesn't mean. And that's what Dante ends up saying, but I'm getting ahead of myself.
So what does he do?
So basically, we think all is well. Mundus is defeated. And then we get a heel turn from Virgil.
Damn.
And it's so sad because Dante was like, I've got a brother. Things are going to be okay. We saved the world. And Virgil's like, yes. And now we get to rule them all. And Dante's like, what the fuck did you
Dante's
just
like,
say? And
what?
Kat's like, huh? And then Virgil's like, well, if you're not with me, you're against me. And then they
Damn,
fight. Classic. But
Anakin.
Virgil gets to be like a pretty
And
badass motherfucker in this
Duel of the
final.
Fates comes on. Put it all.
And speaking of Duel, he has like a ghost form, which is
That's my
crazy.
guy.
It's
Virgil's always
really
had that.
cool.
It's so dope.
It's really
Virgil's so
cool.
sick. And obviously he plays a lot and like has a lot of the same abilities that OG Virgil has.
Yeah.
He's got his Yamato blade, super cool.
Yeah.
He's got the slashing and he can like throw the knives, the little blue
He can
things and
like
all that.
teleport, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh, Virgil's so cool. But yeah, it's a fun fight. I think it's unique. It's cool that it's like the final heel turn to where, like you
Yeah.
were saying, everything was good, but no, actually, he's had an
Psych.
ulterior motive this whole time. And it again shows the difference between Dante and
Yeah.
Virgil.
Dante
And
is solidified as our hero once and for all at
And
the
he's
end of this.
grown because that's kind of how most of these narratives, like, heroes coming into being the hero. That's how most of these narratives are, is
A
they start off
hero's
not
journey.
wanting to do anything. They don't really care about anything or anyone. And now all of a sudden, here he is defending Cat, defending all humans from his brother. A brother that he, it really did seem like he was happy to have a brother, and like he was super into the idea of them being able to like build a relationship and all that stuff. But
And
yeah.
Dante chooses, much to the credit of Cat, Dante spares Virgil's life. He
Oh
could have
man.
killed him.
He could have.
He was super close, but
Isn't
he's
that
like,
always it?
no, that's always the mistake. That's why I could never be a hero. I would just let it, I'd let that shit fly, and then we're done.
let it rock.
Like me, every time I watch a horror movie, I'm like, go until you see brains. Stop assuming that the person's dead. They're gonna pop up any second. Like, no, we need to. And that's why I will not be a protagonist in any
But it's
narrative.
cool. It's a good fight. The environment around you reacts to it. More lightning and more all that stuff. More blue comes in. It's a battle of brothers. And obviously, Cat wants Dante to spare Virgil's life because
It's her friend.
Cat, unlike Virgil, obviously cares for her or for him. And Dante says the world is under his protection now. So Virgil gets to go teleport into the DLC. Which the DLC is essentially, I think it's called Virgil's Downfall. Let me see real quick, buddy notes. Yes, it is Virgil's Downfall. And
Love
it's
that.
like, it takes place after the game, and essentially Virgil, you get to play as Virgil, and he like, what is it? He's still weakened from the battle, but he like fights his own demons and like his own limbo, and essentially at the end of it's like Virgil's stronger, and he's like unlocked his true demon form, and he's gonna come back for Dante in the sequel that never happens.
Interesting. Well, it's the opposite to what Dante
Yeah,
experienced, because
Dante
Dante unlocked his
rose.
angelic.
Yeah,
So
Dante only became.
does Virgil get black hair?
No, he's always had white hair.
Boo! Boo! They need to
Don't
do the opposite.
care
That's fun. I need the yin yang.
that.
Whatever. It's fine. Virgil would be a lot hotter with black hair. I'm just gonna
You
say.
think
Just
so?
gonna. Oh yeah. Ah, the scene boy.
You would do too.
Fantastic. I know. I know I am.
Well, anything else to say
I
about
don't
this?
know. Other than it's fun, I think I'm good.
No, yeah, just Virgil's downfall is cool, you know.
Yeah, because you get to see the other side of the
You can
narrative.
see the other side of it, and
Do you like
Virgil.
playing as Virgil? Is
Yeah,
it pretty fun?
I prefer playing as Dante in this game than playing as Virgil. But Virgil is cool. He's definitely very strong. Yeah, it's interesting. At the end, Virgil kills his illusion in combat, and he gets to go back to the
Damn.
real world. And that's when like these demons come to him, and essentially he's their new leader. So then Virgil's gonna come back and be like, I'm gonna get my brother. Well, why don't we DTR this thing?
Let's do it.
Sensational.
For my personal, there's no way I can be show dependent on this. I've never actually played the game. I don't make your eyes huge. Calm down.
Oh
I've never played the game myself,
my
but watching the game, it was very enjoyable. And I feel like a large amount of that enjoyment is getting to watch you have fun. Because when you hit those combos, you're just like, yes,
God.
sadistic.
Sensational.
Yeah, just the stupidest voice. So funny. But
Stupid.
it, no, not you doing, I
No, I
mean,
know. But
it's fun.
stupid.
It's not stupid. It's just
Yeah,
like
that's right.
very edgelord
That's
and
right.
very fun.
It's always been edgy.
It's a
What I'm
good,
saying.
it is a good game.
Big
I love
facts.
the flow. I love the aesthetic. And I genuinely, like Eddie and I tend to do, We want to like challenge people if they had an original opinion on this to go back and see how you feel about it now. And if that's it's the same opinion, so be it. But a lot of the times, if you give things like this a second chance, you'll find that with time and distance, it's really not as bad as you may have remembered. Or sometimes it's the exact opposite and it's gotten worse. But that is not the case with DMC.
No,
So,
it's not.
what about you, my dear?
I gotta be 100%, like, I'm show dependent on this for sure. I love this game. I think it's so much fun. Whatever. Y'all can judge me if you want, but stuff like this where it's like it's gritty and it's edgy, but it knows it is. Because obviously, I think it's tongue in cheek and like it knows that a lot of these jokes are like ridiculous,
Oh,
right?
yeah.
Him saying fuck you back and forth with the succubus is just like ridiculous and all that stuff. But there's some good one-liners in this, just like there's some good one-liners in anything that has one-liners. And some of them are bad, some of them are cheesy, some of them are like, oh, brother. It goes with any story, but if I'm keeping it a buck, and you're not, y'all know I always do, DMC4 is my favorite Devil May Cry. DMC Devil May Cry is my second favorite, and Devil May Cry 5 would probably be spot number 3 for me. I've never played Devil May Cry 1. I will never play it unless they remake it and make it modern day. Same thing with Devil May Cry 2. And 3, I want, people nowadays are like, oh, no more reboots and all that. I'm not playing old ass games. Keep it real with y'all. I don't like old controls. I don't like outdated stuff. I don't have the time or the capacity to deal with that stuff in the modern day. So
Amen.
maybe if they remake those and bring them up into modern things, I might play them. Here's the thing though, I don't like playing as Dante, except for
Damn.
DMC Devil
DMC.
May Cry. And this game, fantastic. I like it for all its flaws, for everything it did differently. That's what I appreciate about it. That Lilith Club level, man, fantastic. And if you want to play a game based solely, not even on anything else, just solely on like fun gameplay, fantastic combat, this is your game. If this, which I hate to say it because it's like loaded, but if
Yeah,
DMC
sure.
Devil May Cry wasn't called DMC Devil May Cry, if all these characters were called something else and it was like
Yeah.
an original, quote unquote, like
It
brand new
existed in a
thing,
vacuum.
it would be so much more successful than it is. Because
That's totally fair.
I think everything's good in here. It's just the fact that people said that's not Dante and I will never accept him as Dante that hurt the game the most.
100%. Amen.
Amen.
Amen,
Amen.
said the angels. Why were there no angels in this game? Maybe they were going to do that in the sequel.
Man, boom.
And maybe we'll never, ever, ever know.
Man,
And I'm
boom.
going to be thinking about that as I go to sleep tonight.
But y'all, as always, that was that.
And this is this.
Thank you so much for taking the time out to sit with us or maybe bring us around with you today. A little show dependent hour and some change.
Delicious.
If you enjoyed this episode, if you liked what you heard, please leave a rating, review, follow, download, spread the word. It helps so much. Tell your ragtag group of misfits, of edgy, hot topic teens, young adults.
We went into a hot topic yesterday, so that's us, let's be honest.
It looked like there's a lot of Dantes in here. Tell them that they can find the Show Dependent Podcast on Apple, on Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts, we will be there.
We'll be there.
If you want to follow the podcast itself, we're on Blue Sky. We're on Instagram. Maybe we'll be on something new as the tides change and this ever-changing ebb and flow of this whole
The world?
technology and all these things. But hey,
Oy,
wherever you look for us, it's going to be at Show Dependent Pod. That's at SHO Dependent Pod.
oy, oy.
You want to follow myself? It's at Victor V Sweet on the Blue Sky on the Twitch. Gorgeous.
Yes.
Where are you at?
Mentally or physically? Just kidding.
More like,
Technologically,
yeah,
yeah, you can find me on
electronically.
electronically on Instagram. I'm still kind of there on my skin page-ish. But mostly I'm on Blue Sky. I love having moots and it's really fun to get to see how cute and fun everybody is. And it's a very like happy place. So you can find me there at DJ Vitch.
You know what I just thought of?
What did you just think?
Golden She.
Stop
How the sound. You can also
it!
maybe find us on Red Note or what? Zhang
Who
Xiao
knows?
Shu or something.
We're gonna find. We might download the Chinese
Golden
TikTok. God, we're nervous and sad. For those of you who we haven't told, which is probably everybody, this is how we like connect at the end of the day. Is we
Oh
lay in
yeah.
bed together,
It's
we
TikTok
watch the
time.
TikToks that we've
Oh.
sent each other, and that's how we
That's one of our
relax.
things.
It's one of our things. And now, God, that might be
It's
vanishing
sad.
soon.
Ultimately, it's just sad to take joy and
Away from
news and
people?
connection away from so many people for a
No
lie,
reason.
because they're not
Yeah.
telling the truth about
No.
why they're taking it away.
No, not at
So
all.
this is our, I guess, rest in peace eulogy to TikTok, it seems like.
Yep.
But humans will always find a way to connect.
Yes, we will.
And so, somehow, somewhere, there's going to be another one. There'll be another one
Yep.
coming. It's just sad that it comes to this.
Yeah.
But you know what's not sad?
What?
Lucha Libre.
Damn straight.
And especially an uplifting tale of a face who just wants to make a difference
Of a
for
white
himself
man
and those around him.
who well represents the Mexican community.
Hey, I mean, the Mexicans, they like this man. They like them
Speaks
some Jack
Spanish.
Black. He's
Well,
out there doing it. He's talking it. And hey, the story inspired by real life of a real life priest who was also a luchador. Next time on the Show Dependent Podcast, I'll talk about a super fun movie that I haven't seen in such a long
me
time.
too. I'm
So it's
so
going to be so much
excited.
fun. We're going to be talking about Nacho Libre.
No, we're going to be talking about Nacho.
Oh, it just
I'm so excited.
I am.
Just
That's
flying into the next episode, people.
so good.
I am looking forward to
Oh
it so
my
much.
God.
Oh, it's such a good movie.
It's just good. We just need fun and
We
we
just
need
need fun, and
kindness
we're
and
here to inject that back into your life.
let's go.
Okay?
And speaking of just having a good time and feeling good and just trying to be all positive. We're trying to be positivity and bring kindness and as much as we can this year and forevermore. But for the month of January, please remember our friends at Magic Mind are offering all of you the 24-hour pack focus and sleep shots bundled up for the first time and at 45% off for the friends of Show Dependent.
Yay, use our code.
Yes, build your mental wealth this January, the Mental Wealth Challenge, January 2025, and use our code. That's magicmind.com/SHODependentJan, JAN, for 45% off that bundle.
Give it a try. Why would you not try to do something that can genuinely make a positive impact? Yeah, let's
Oh,
do
yeah.
it.
Let's do it.
One of the cheesy one-liners we'll leave you with is this. Yep, but you can call me Dante the Demon Killer. Has a nice ring to it, don't you think?
That's my guy.
Dante.
That's my guy.
Dante.
Dante.